Hello.
Oh, Jake, it's Tina from Local Flash. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm great. I got a message that they have been trying to reach you regarding that client interview and has to get kept rescheduled. So is there a better time that you'd like to...
I actually haven't been getting a phone call. Sorry, hello? Hello? I think you're cutting out.
That's so weird because, I just checked the call history and it said that he called the number 3 times today. I wonder what kind of cell phone, maybe you have a spam blocker on your phone or something that's blocking him. I don't know.
It might be. I have T-Mobile, so that might be what it is.
Sometimes people are telling me that T-Mobile and Verizon and AT&T, they're on the spam mm-hmm. filters, they're blocking actual client calls. So I don't know how they determine that, you know, if it's a spam call or not.
Right.
But I can definitely set up a better time. And also, remember when you tried to do the terms and conditions, that little button was missing because you did it on your cell phone to confirm the signature? Yeah. Do you have a regular computer or laptop you could try it on?
I do, yeah. I need to, where was that link again? It was in my email, correct?
I'll send it to you again. I'll send you an email that says your initial invoice, and that will also trigger the text message that says thank you for choosing Local Splash, and then you can just click on the link through the text message. But actually, that probably won't work because then you'll be doing it on your phone again.
I can connect my phone to my computer and message people through my computer. So, I can actually click links on my computer through text messages. So that actually works.
Okay. Yeah, I just actually sent it to you. So if you open the email, you're going to see a little blue link where it goes click here to accept your subscription terms, but the click here is in blue. So if you click on that, that's where it will take you to that terms and conditions. And then just as a reminder, once the page loads, there's 3 boxes that you have to check, and then you plug your name in and hit confirm signature. So I think last time we did all of that, you just couldn't get to the confirm signature part.
Got it. Okay.
So what time are you thinking for the client interview, or should I see if he's available now? Because he tried to call you like a half hour ago, he said.
Interesting. Probably around 5 p.m. would work best.
Okay, so let me just double check with him if he can do it at 5, and then you'll be good to go. And if, you know, in the event that, you know, it gets rescheduled again, he can do it behind the scenes as long as that is, the terms and conditions are signed. Now, we're only open till 5 o'clock Mountain Time, so that wouldn't work. We could probably squeeze you in for a 4, but 5 o'clock is when they're all logging off their computers. If not, we can see what's open tomorrow.
Let me see here. Does 9 a.m. tomorrow work?
Let's double check. I'm going to tell him right now if that is open to text you before he calls, just so that you get a little heads up, because you might have that spam blocker, you know, that might say that it's spam and then you don't pick it up. So I'll tell him to send you a text like, hey, Local Splash is going to be calling. And that way, if you get that call right after it, you'll know that it's him. So let me just see here in the calendar for tomorrow at 9 o'clock Mountain Time, which is 8 o'clock our time. And then we'll get you all scheduled away. Oh, good. We can do it tomorrow at 9. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, you got it. So I'm going to move the appointment for tomorrow from 9 to 10 o'clock Mountain Time, and then I'll remind again just to send you a quick text, a couple minutes before he calls so you know it's him. And do me a favor, if you have any trouble getting into that terms and conditions or if you can't do the confirmed signature, just let me know. But if you do it from a regular computer, it'll go through. For some reason, you're not the first one that that happened to on the smartphone where they can't scroll over to the confirm signature button. And I don't know if it's a glitch on just certain phones because most people can do it. But I have.
I think what it does is it has my home screen bar beneath it. So I might be able to change my settings to,
That's what it is.
Yeah, because it's a little button that takes you to your home screen back in that. So, and I can try and change it, but, is there another way for me to sign it, possibly?
I know that's just the computer,
but I didn't know if I could do it now through a different browser, maybe.
Let me ask James. He's in the verification department, and he's a genius with that stuff, so I'm going to ask him. he's my go-to with questions like this. I'm just always asking him, so one second here.
Let me see if I can open it up in either of my other interweb apps. Not that one. What about Google? Not Chrome, but Google. It's just that bottom part. And I wonder if I continue the setting maybe in Chrome.
That's what I'm going to ask him.
Oh, here I can switch it to the desktop site and do it that way.
Oh, there you go. Okay. That I don't know why I didn't think about that because then you'd get the same version. Okay, so I'm just going to delete my message.
You just have to zoom in like it's all the text is tiny, but. I could switch it to desktop site and do it that way.
There you go. Okay, that way you get it done right now. Okay, so
yeah.
Let me just delete this message to James. I don't want to bother him if we already figured it out. Actually,
yeah.
You figured it out faster
and
than
actually,
I did.
And actually, you know what? You should probably tell other people to do that too because that's on every Samsung device that uses Google Chrome. So.
Now that now that you said that, I was thinking, why didn't I think of that earlier? So now that you did that, it's definitely
already,
going to come to mind next time. You already did it?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, good for you. Yeah, so if you see that little username and password prompt, that's just your sign that it went through, so that's a good thing. But remember, that username and password is in your welcome email. And then I will have the onboarding call you tomorrow at 9 o'clock,
cool.
And you'll be all good to go. Okay.
And can I ask you this? Do I need to do the onboarding call, or can I set it up myself? Because I'm really savvy, so I think I can figure it out if I can set it up myself.
Well, no, you want to talk to them about your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you set up because they're going to be the ones to do the programming to get you on Google. So definitely, you know, it takes about 20 minutes or so. Take that call and it's going to be very helpful for your business so that they know which keywords to put you in. You know what I mean?
Right. I see.
Yep. Okay. Awesome.
Cool.
Well, nice talking to you again. If you need it, you can call me. If not, expect that call tomorrow at 9 with a text coming a couple of minutes prior just so you know it's them, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good evening, too.
Have a good one.